Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer. It's all about setting those healthy boundaries in our relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much back? Like you're walking on eggshells to avoid upsetting someone. You know that feeling when you say yes even though your heart is screaming no? Girl, I've been there. Trust me, we've all been there at some point. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving deep into the power of boundaries and how setting them can revolutionize your relationships with friends, family, partners, even those pesky colleagues who always want a piece of your time. We're talking about creating those healthy limits that protect your emotional well-being, boost your self-respect, and ultimately lead to more authentic connections. So, buckle up, beautiful souls, because we are about to unlock the secrets to boundary setting. Here are 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. First, understand that boundaries aren't selfish, they're self-care. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your favorite sweater without asking, right? So why would you let them borrow your time and energy without setting clear limits? Boundaries are essential for protecting your mental, emotional, and even physical health. They allow you to show up as your best self in all your relationships. Second, boundaries need to be specific and clear. Don't just say, I need space, tell them exactly what that means. For example, I need some time alone tonight after work to recharge, or I can't take phone calls during my lunch break. The more specific you are, the less room there is for misinterpretation and resentment. Third, learn to say no without guilt. This one's a tough one, I know. We're often programmed to please others, but saying yes all the time leads to burnout and resentment. Remember, your time and energy are valuable, invest them wisely. When someone asks for something that crosses your boundary, politely but firmly say no and offer an alternative if you feel comfortable. Fourth, remember that boundaries are not static. They evolve as we grow and change. What worked for you last year might not work anymore. So regularly check in with yourself and adjust your boundaries accordingly. Don't be afraid to revisit them and make changes as needed. Finally, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. This means expressing your needs and expectations directly and respectfully. It also means listening to the other person's perspective while staying true to your own. Remember, healthy communication is key to building strong and respectful relationships. Think about that time a friend kept calling you late at night even after you mentioned needing some quiet time. You felt drained and resentful, right? That's when those boundaries weren't in place. Maybe they didn't realize how important your alone time was, or maybe they just weren't respecting your need for rest. This is where setting clear expectations comes in. The next time a friend calls late, you could say something like, "Hey, I love catching up with you, but I'm trying to wind down for the night. Can we chat tomorrow morning?" See, it's not about being rude. It's about protecting your well-being and communicating your needs effectively. So there you have it, 5 powerful tips to master the art of boundary setting. Remember, beautiful souls, boundaries are not walls, they're bridges. They help us connect with others in a more authentic and fulfilling way. When you set healthy boundaries, you empower yourself, build stronger relationships, and create a life that truly reflects your values. Now, I want to hear from you. What boundary are you going to set today? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation flowing. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily so we can reach even more amazing women who are ready to reclaim their power. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.